Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 64 of the White Noise Podcast.
Yeah.
I think that started working because Ethan was talking.
Really? Hey, guys. Welcome to...
I'm still talking. Fucking idiots.
And I might start talking in a minute
as
well.
Amateurs.
Anyone else want to do the intro?
Yeah.
Go on, Dave.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Stephen Tries Podcast.
Let me go again.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the White Noise Podcast.
Tom, I'm trying to do an intro here.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the White Noise Podcast.
Episode 64.
White Noise Podcast.
Poo Stain. No, Poo Stain's on me, baby.
That was good.
If anything, it's good. Too clean.
I'm here with Poo Stain.
That's horrible, isn't it?
It's Max Smith.
Yeah, cheers,
Maximum
mate.
Poo Stains. Can't minimum, do anymore.
Honestly, minimum poo stains. It's crazy. Doctors say I have an issue. There's no poo stains. What's going on here?
The doctor said that.
Yeah. Hello, I'm here. Hello.
Funniest place you've had a poo stain?
Probably on boxers.
Yeah. You'd like to think, wouldn't you?
Sorry, Mike Tyson. Let me get you a wet wipe. Stephen Tries.
Thank you.
And we're joined this week by...
So we spent about 20 seconds on Max's intro.
Yeah. Did we? Sorry, I thought that was more of a...
Bit of a hierarchy.
Because it was all the poo stain stuff. Yeah. Do you want a bit of that?
Poo stain stuff, Stephen?
Do you want a bit of poo stain?
Stephen tries poo stains? What the hell? What's he trying them for?
Take it. Just a natural intro.
It's
not as easy as it looks,
is it? It's not as easy, no. Because you've got loads of stuff that we always say about you. But Stephen, it's very much... Okay. I'm also joined by...
This is bad, isn't it? It's not great.
He's been your friend for like 13 years.
But I feel like bringing in... I don't know.
Dave's got a bit, you know...
Been doing the podcast for ages as
well.
I just don't really know what...
This one.
Yeah.
You know. He's got a show
to list off achievements. Or?
You could do any throwaway questions. Just a little opening gambit. What would Graham Norton do?
Oh, what wouldn't he do?
A woman?
Great.
Sorry, ladies.
That was quick.
Have you promised a lot of ladies that you can hook them up with Graham Norton?
Yeah, I'm in a lot of trouble, man. Graham will sort you out, I swear.
Sort you out? What a derogatory way to speak to women as well. They'll sort you out.
Oh, how is that derogatory?
Like there's something wrong with them.
No, because
I'm sorry, Graham's
not taking care of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Poo stain by name. Poo stain by nature.
A man with no poo stains.
That's pathetic.
Flowed.
That's pathetic.
A man with a crisp and clean pair of boxers.
Oh, please, sir, don't be nasty to me, sir. You've got no poo stain, sir.
A man with no poo on him.
You fucking mental, you are, mate. He's got no shit on his boxers because you've been licking his ass too much, mate. Fucking brown nosing him, mate. All the shit on his ass is on your fucking nose, mate.
Love it.
It's Stephen
Tribe. Thank you.
And a man with a healthy amount of poo.
Yeah.
In healthy places.
Yeah.
It's a great friend of the podcast, a great friend of us, David Rees.
Thank you. I haven't pooed myself in a while, so, you know, I've got
the way you were adjusting yourself there would suggest.
This is a diary. It's not the same as poo.
Dave, have you ever shat yourself?
I have, yes. Most recent one was I was down to see my parents and went out with my dad and his friends. And I was on Guinness all day.
You're nervous, you're out with an old crowd.
And I went to the toilet, obviously, to change my to get rid of them.
Right.
And I was going to throw them out the window. And I'm glad I didn't because it opened up up to a patio.
There's my son. So, yeah. There's my boy.
But yeah, I had to hide him in a bin for the blue roll. It was
the story was more about hiding the boxes there. We just kind of like, yeah, pooed myself, then I went
accidental, you know, a, so it was a fart that you think is going to be safe. Like I say, I was on Guinness all day.
I assume most times people shit themselves, it's accidental.
Oh yeah, yeah, I didn't do it on purpose.
I can't imagine anyone taking it. Hey boys,
this is funny. Look, watch this. You know, no, I can't say I've ever done that.
Does that show House of Guinness just like constant? Serious dialogue.
Awful house.
Cracking open windows.
Throwing shitty underwear out of the flat.
Well, that rug's ruined.
I split the G. No, I'm not. Split my nostrils.
Split the C. Calvin Klein.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, of course. Strange,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 of course.
Split the G string. Why are you wearing that?
That's the worst thing to wear.
Try to impress your dad's mates.
Sorry?
I was reading Dave and said, try to impress your dad's mates. He's wearing a G string.
If shitting didn't work, G string would.
Poo stain chatting away.
Right. You shat yourself first.
And then I thought, that'll get him. If it don't, G string.
Strange down south, aren't they?
Yeah. Weird bunch. You saw the story where your dad ate poo.
Yeah, that was an Easter.
Save some for me, son.
Bit different.
Yeah.
Was he like going through the bin later looking for a snack?
No. So my brother was two, and he number was two. Up the running up the stairs, and my dad thought he saw some chocolate. So
on the stairs.
I meant the bin that you hid your boxes in.
Oh,
was he looking through there for a second? Don't even worry about it.
Sorry, over my head, mate.
Why is he obsessed with this poo stuff?
That's what I was thinking.
It's kind of my thing.
Poo by dad. Poo by day, poo by nature is what I was trying to say.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's the old saying, isn't it?
You just say, fuck off, you freak.
Are you kidding?
No, you look lovely today, mate.
Thank you. You do too.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see you later.
Yeah, this is Dave Truths, mate.
Yeah.
New segment we're doing.
Ryan's birthday. Yeah. Nice little cinema trip with the lads.
It was a good day.
Sorry, can make it
on a Monday. On a Monday, kind of, was it morning, early afternoon?
About 11-ish.
About 11-ish. Yeah. Yeah. It's like peak availability time, you know, for self-employed people.
The guy that you've got an issue with isn't here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I heard he blamed me.
Yeah, he said you organised all.
Yeah, I know. He told me.
So I had Max, you know, obviously trying to push it onto other people. Just gets Ryan on a video call when, you know, Max is my boy. He knows, because I said to him recently that, you know, I went to the cinema and I thought, I've missed this. It's really good. So he knows.
It was a great day.
He knows.
You'd missed the film.
No, I saw the film, but I missed it.
You're so behind it. You're late to stuff.
But yeah, Ryan said, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it was just Dave organised it all, which apparently there was not a word of truth in whatsoever. Dave found out on the day.
We're watching Odyssey today. I was like, all right, nice, lovely. Look forward to that.
So I think Ryan, there was talk of me needing to be punished. But I know, you know, maybe fair enough, but Ryan definitely needs to be punished.
Maybe that was your punishment.
Do you reckon because we love to punish Ryan more than most, that's why we didn't get the invite?
Maybe. Maybe you thought there was going to be a punishment at the cinema.
I mean, you know what? It's a punishment to go to the cinema with Ryan because he doesn't stop with that, does he? Just natter, natter, natter. This is how I would have acted that. So you know what? It's a reward not to go, actually.
Him and Ormrod must be hell to go with.
Yes. Yes, they would.
That's how I would have done that shot.
That's how he watches it, fucking fingers.
He brings his own camera.
Have actually got some notes? Just giving that to a Cineworld staff member. Fuck off.
good trip out though. Yeah,
it was.
Honestly,
it was.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
we did trip.
It was. I wanted to go out for something to eat after. You know,
we did plan it all.
Drinks.
Well, that's weird because you didn't. Because I said, do you want to go get a food? And you went no.
Well, I didn't say no. Ryan said no. It was Ryan's birthday.
In charge of this fucking shambles. Yeah.
So. Apparently, Dave was.
So you said no to food.
He said no to food. Yeah.
Really? Why?
It was his birthday. His mum and dad said they were going to get him a takeaway, so he wanted to. Come back
that's
and have a bit
what
of that.
A great gift that is.
So I imagine the film finished about 2 p.m.
3 p.m. Yeah. 3 p.m. Yeah.
So from 3 p.m. it was just the takeaway and
that was it. Went home. Maybe a split. We watched Troy.
Wow, really into your Greek mythology or whatever it is.
We watched it the wrong way round, really. We should have watched Troy first, then the Odyssey.
Watch Greece 2.
Do you know there was a second one?
Staying on theme. Then he got his takeaway, played his game. It was great.
Oh, were you involved in the takeaway?
No.
So it's what, like a KFC for one?
It was an Indian for one.
Indian for
yeah.
Ethan, Ethan used to have one of those.
The good old days.
Yeah. Ethan James on the decks.
Yeah. Yes, hello Tom, hello.
The Antidex, because of where you're from.
Yeah, nice. Newcastle.
Oh, did you get that?
Yeah.
Well. I thought the world of media, that's what I was getting.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Part of that as well.
McPartlin, part.
Yeah.
Just good stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
God, good stuff.
That's why start. I always say yes to these, because, you know, it's always...
Well, you say yes to them, you said apart from them, mate.
No, I said to Tom, 5.52. I was
yeah, you told me when you got in the taxi, yeah, it's going to be 5.52. Yeah. It was a nightmare getting out.
Yeah.
So I didn't think you'd be at half past. I thought
you told us off, so he's lying to us then.
Yeah. I thought it'd be around
Tom was like, you can trust my boy Dave, he'll be at half past.
There's a lot of people lying about me recently.
Yeah.
I've come to find.
And all good friends of yours as well.
One common denominator.
But it's nice to be spoke about, you know?
Yeah. Is it? Well, maybe a lot of people are lying about you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, he blamed me for everything. Oh, lonely being spoken
about. At least
he's
talking about me. Yeah. I obviously mean something to him.
Have you ever had a lie told about you?
Yeah, of course.
How's life otherwise, Dave?
Yeah, going really well. I buggered my ankle the other day.
You what, sorry?
Buggered my ankle. It's all right now. Oh, it's bleeding. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Do you want me to get you a tissue?
No. No, it's all right.
Is it bleeding now?
Plaster on it. I didn't realise there was blood on my sock, though.
I'm getting earache.
no, so I went to play football the other day. That was Liam. Liam planned that. Absolutely fine. After playing football, squid.
Ah, right.
But I must have done something at football and then walked home, but absolutely fine. Walked to work, absolutely fine. About an hour into my shift, I was absolutely fine. And no.
You're not fine, though, are
you? No. But then I had to go to the hospital. Like, it was that bad. Like, I couldn't move my toes. There was a shooting pain going up the back of my leg.
Oh, dear.
Are you sure
you did this at football?
Yeah, well, this is the other thing. I don't know. And I thought it might have been climbing, but I didn't go climbing that day. Literally not a Scooby-Doo. And then they thought I'd torn my Achilles tendon, but I hadn't, luckily.
You've been watching a film about Achilles.
Yeah, I didn't even make that decision. A lineup, alignment.
No one decides to tear their Achilles tendon.
It's the gods, mate. Yeah. That's one thing I learned this weekend. But yeah, absolutely fine now. I can bend it. Can't go that way. Oh, no, I can. It's getting better.
You don't know what you've done, do you?
I don't know, honestly. Yeah, but I had to have a whole day off work because of it.
Whole day.
But yeah, absolutely fine now. It was it's weird. It was very strange. It scared me a bit how out of nowhere.
Did Ryan look after you when you were poorly?
No.
Bit of Pinot rice in the fridge, haven't it? You have a live show on the 8th of August. Oh. With a great special from the Patreon, which will be premiered there. It's by far the best one we've made, possibly. Dave's in it.
Yep.
These two are in it. Ethan's in it. I'm in it a bit. It's simply fantastic. So if you want to go to that, you can access the tickets via the Patreon. Yeah, that's right. We've got you. We're also going to do a live pod after the standing ovation. So enjoy that.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It was great to film.
It was great filming it. So to see the end product.
Yeah.
Can't give any more away.
No.
Anyway, how is it watching England get fucked over by Argentina, mate?
Apparently they're really racist, Argentina.
Yeah.
So, when you going?
Get me practicing.
Are you good? I think you're warm.
Bit writing over there.
You can overtrain. Just exhausted in Buenos Aires.
Don't tell him about the Falklands.
Wearing my Burger King hat, you know.
They used to do Total Wipeout in Argentina, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Seems like a mad... God. Surely they could have done it in Spain. Why did they have to do it in Argentina?
Closer, yeah. Maybe they had the course set up there.
Yeah, but surely they could, you know, save a lot of travel.
It. Yeah, no, that's true.
BBC paying for contestants to fly to Argentina.
Another mad one like that was, you know, the director Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
He'd done a war film and he brought all the palm trees that were located in this war over to the UK to film it in the UK instead of flying out to Vietnam to... film over there. He brought all of these trees. I thought that just seems like a waste of time.
And you're not allowed to do that, you know. You can't bring the plants over on holiday.
No, that's illegal.
Oh, I've just been chatting to my boy Smith over here, man.
Why are you whispering?
He keeps going on and on about this weight loss journey, man.
Yeah, I've sort of tuned out of it.
Yeah, we've all got problems when it comes to food. I mean, take me, for example.
I don't
know
the code to the safe.
Man wants to eat fresh, home-cooked meals with good ingredients all the time, but life gets in the way, especially when we film this thing.
This is only for a few hours per week, really. I know, but I got to think about what you're doing.
Finding time in this busy life is always a challenge.
Are you unemployed?
Anyway, yeah, it's not so much of an issue anymore since I recently made the clutch move. I've invested in HelloFresh. I'm actually eating better and more varied. You know, you think that by spending the time going into the supermarket, you're going to be eating all sorts of different things, but I'm buying the same shit.
Yeah, no, of course you
when
are.
When it comes to HelloFresh, I mean,
you ate eight donuts the other day, didn't you?
I did eat eight donuts yesterday.
In the morning.
We've all had low moments, Smith.
Is that a low moment?
Yeah.
All right. My God.
I was talking to Max about the menu, and I was running through it and saying, what would you like? All I was hearing was, wow.
You know me, I love to eat good home-cooked meals.
Well, this is all part of the weight loss journey.
Yeah, of course it is. I went for the korma and mango chutney glazed chicken.
Sure, I've never heard of that dish.
No, I've heard of korma,
yeah,
and I've heard of mango chutney, and I've heard of
it's
glazing
things.
It's
not his first time getting kicked out of an Indian restaurant.
I had a brilliant twist on a korma from HelloFresh just the other week.
Go on.
Packed with tofu and cashews. It was incredible.
That's amazing.
It's taking me all around the world, Max. And tonight, I'll be in another part of Asia, enjoying an Indonesian-style spiced tofu in sweet hoisin. Is it hoisin?
Hoisin, yeah.
Hoisin sauce.
Now, they cater to vegans and even the meatiest of meat eaters.
Of course.
And the peskiest of pescatarians. I've got a pan-fried sea bream and miso maple sauce.
Oh.
More like miso satisfied with the meal. The snack this time is right up Max Smith Street.
Ooh!
What's on your other card?
Stephen, it's only the chicken peanut satay style skewers.
I love HelloFresh. They keep sponsoring us and we keep enjoying their lovely meals. It's the one where they go, we've got HelloFresh. That's when we get to put in a big order.
Great offer for you guys if you want to get involved with HelloFresh as well. Isn't that right, Max?
Yes, guys. If you use the code 50WNP, that's 50WNP, that's the letters WNP, you'll get 50% off your first box, 20% off the next four boxes, and free treats for 2 months.
Wow. Yeah, thank you very much to HelloFresh. Great food. It makes you feel accomplished.
Yep.
It does.
And full. Well done, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
Great product.
Love you guys.
How are you, Stephen? You've been busy.
Oh, so busy.
It's like five things on your list.
Yeah, I was just adding stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a message from Ladbub the other day.
Oh,
I haven't had one of those for 8 years.
Yeah.
And it was saying, we want to use one of your videos. Can you have a guess? What did they want to post?
Is it a recent one or an old one?
Have a guess.
Oh, fucking hell.
Get on with it.
I don't know.
I'm going to say that one that you did with Jack Whitehall.
Okay.
That behind bars one.
Any guesses?
TikTok with Ryan where you're flooding at a disco.
Wolf of Wigan.
It was the Ed Sheeran one.
Ed Sheeran.
They went, can we use this? I said, no, you can't. Embarrassed to post that.
I saw
can we share that?
The other day with Eddie Hall. And Ty Jones, someone
was that the lookalike lad?
Yeah,
I remember that one. Yeah,
don't you sharing that? What caption are you going to put on that? Yeah, these two dickheads.
That's quite old. That one is it?
Yeah. It's still not in time. but yeah, they said, "Can we share?" I was like, not a chance. And then they asked to share some others. I thought no, because if you're going after that one,
you're only going to
build up some sort of story on me.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they wanted that?
Has Ed Sheeran done something of significance? It's Ty Jones.
No, honestly, all I know is he was something with Eddie Hall.
Other thing, I went to a restaurant that I once went to and I went to the last time and I spoke about it on the podcast saying, you know, I wanted to throw the plate, but I didn't. And I sort of pat myself on the back for doing that. but I went again. God, I'm brave.
Which one was this?
I didn't name them. But I had a breakfast thing and it was like, what's the eggs? Eggs royale?
Benedict.
Yeah. Went again, had a different dish. It was lovely this time. Mm. And then when the lady took the plate, she said, was everything okay this time? I thought, she said this time.
She's a fan of the pod.
Probably not a fan.
Oh.
probably someone who's been sent a clip.
Was there enough from the last clip to identify them?
Possibly, if I've been in and then...
Right, okay.
Been, you know, I can't hide my emotions very well.
Mm. Where'd you learn this? Bloody rubbish school.
Is that me?
It's them emotions just spilling out.
You can tell.
You
do
that to people.
You know, Stephen.
You're a brush.
Oh, that one.
What have you been doing, Thomas?
Well, I opened a bar on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
What was that for the fine? Oh, that was Sunday. As you were.
Left me charger in there. No, that was silly.
Well, it was good. You know, town was busting. I was thinking, bloody hell, Sunday. Sunday, baby.
Money coming.
Fucking
handed
all
down that, the tapas.
Yeah, all that money gone.
Oh,
that,
really? Nothing?
That was a shame. Yeah, town was dead. I did try and open on Sunday, but I think the Lion's Den sacked it off too, so it meant I had no toilet, so I had to close. So, yeah, just the one day this week, just Saturday, that was fun.
Do you enjoy working there then? As it's your thing, I suppose it's
I can't wait for it to close. Oh.
can't wait to be shut down.
And so I can do the work so that it... Because now, it's just, I feel like I'm in purgatory with it. It's done really well. All things considered.
It's a lovely bar.
It's a great little spot, you know, and it's when it's popping off, you know, it's really nice. And you know, I've got loads of good reviews. Although pleased with the reviews. Lots of people talking about, oh, it's like moist like a cat's pocket, and it's like a
cat's pocket.
It's tricky, because it's helpful, but if anyone's reading them,
moist like a cat's pocket.
They're gonna think, what's the cat's pocket? Where can I find that?
Lots of like feline references and stuff. Right. It's just great, but if you can kind of mention that the bar is good and it's a good place to drink, that would also be useful.
Could do with a litter tray.
For potential clientele.
Should lean into it. Really lean into it.
Well, especially when you're shitting into it. Come on. Bloody lemon it.
Well, bad aim, sorry.
Is that what you did? Smith.
Hello.
What have you been doing?
Saw Ethan. That was fun. I saw him at his podcast, Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, don't advertise that shit.
Right, it's good as an Vax.
It's awful. Incestuous comment section.
Lovely place. Should go check it out.
They had one funny episode and got a load of hate.
My favourite comment was just, that guy was mental.
No, I filmed another one.
Paul Reese.
I filmed another one, and then Joe was like, I'm going to upload the other. I was like, honestly, Joe, don't worry about it. That's already enough for me.
Did your dad watch it? He would have liked
it. He did, yeah. No, he did.
He loves shit at Easter.
He watches everything I do. Yeah, so
instead of the FBI opening. Yeah, it was silly. What's your great hedgehog story?
Oh, I met a hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
I had dinner with it last night. It comes in the garden. It's nice. Called Terence. Really brave. Comes up to me. He's going around my shoe. He's met my cat.
It's not that brave to go to a vegan.
It's true.
I'm safe here. What's he going to do?
He just sees an alpha male sat outside.
Been around for a minute.
Yeah. No, he's cool. You hear him coming from ages away.
Did you stroke him?
I don't want to touch him too much.
Yeah, frighten him. I get that.
But now
he might get feelings.
He's mint, I've been giving him food. He gets up on the, he climbs up on the bowl of water.
Oh, his head stretches
in.
That's really
sweet. It's fantastic.
He's been swimming for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Starts to get worried.
Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Anyone else? Do you get hedgehogs?
No.
Do you get anything in your garden in suburbia? No.
Spiders, birds.
Have you ever seen a badger in the wild?
No, I've seen them at the side of the motorway.
No, yeah, me too. That's the only time.
Speaking of Sloppy Joe's, you had a fun guest, or nearly a fun guest.
So we were going to have a woman, but we had to cancel because of her fee. It was quite staggering on the reveal.
Is this the... okay, I think you told me about
it.
Yeah.
It's a fortune teller we're going to have on, but she tells your future by reading your fish batter.
Wow.
Okay. So you go to a fish shop,
yep.
You get your fish, she'll rub her hands all over your fish, read into the creases of the batter, and that will reveal your future.
You but get a heartburn.
But for £400, we decided...
She gets £400 and a free fish supper.
Well, this is it. We didn't know if we had to buy our own haddock.
She's like, fingering the chips.
Yeah. Because I don't really want to eat it after she's...
You're going to be quite annoyed, aren't you? Was this Joe McGrath's idea?
It was Joe McGrath's idea.
Of course it was.
I think he ran into her in a fish shop.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she must have been rubbing her hands at greasy palms when she saw him.
Yeah, she would have.
This dope. This dope. £500.
That's minus the deposit that Joe put down.
Three tins of tuna.
This is going to be wild, this.
Oh, she spooked me. Was she even psychic? Did she just see Joe and go, "You got a face for radio, you"?
Oh, fucking hell. She knows.
Let's have some of that fish.
She's been touching my fish behind counter.
Don't even sound like that. But, you know,
you get mad these impressions.
Close, isn't it? Yeah. It's one of your better impressions.
It was close.
Should we have a little bit of news? Obviously, in, you know, in awful news, Anne Widdecombe was murdered in her own home, which is obviously terrible. Mm-hmm. But it's all been, the guy's been found very quickly and he's been in court. And I just happened to glance at the court picture and it just looks spits of Frank Lampard.
It does look like Frank Lampard. You're right.
Bad news for Coventry. Have you seen? It just looks like a grumpy Frank Lampard. So, you know, a little bit of comedy in there.
He's probably smiling just before it.
I can't remember what the first bit is, but he's smiling and then it cuts to that. Yeah, but I'm going away for a long time.
Any fun news, though? You got any fun news?
I've always got fun news. Swifties buying up garbage collected from the street outside the couple's wedding. There's a bloke who's, I don't know, I think it's his thing, picking up rubbish in New York. He's straws, an AirPod, a ring pop, a rainbow fan, utensils, caution tape, as well as a used ovulation test kit. These items are going for $25, $30 to $50. Yeah. And the Swifties are buying them up. On the theme of news, do you want to do a bit of Lock the Week?
Yes!
Yay!
My favourite segment.
I've got four. Should we just do them all and then see what we get? 106 minutes.
If Tom says he'll call you back in 10 minutes, how long does he take?
Very true. Yes. I struggle with mental health issues.
Tom trying to get it up before having sex.
What's the youngest Tom would go for? Banter.
That's the exact minute.
I'm bloody on fire here.
Sorry.
That's great.
106 minutes. 106 minutes, guys. What's the question?
When Spain scored their first goal?
Their only goal.
That substitute Ferran Torres scored the extra time winning goal in the World Cup final.
Joey's got a dog from the same place I got a dog from.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So what, same shop?
Street Hearts.
Did he get that
shop,
when
mate.
He was
I rescued
city?
A dog, so I'm better than most people.
Well done, man.
If you bought your dog, I'm better than you. Remember that? But I'm probably not, because I kick man about a bit.
Yeah.
You got to teach him.
Can I get a refund? Yeah, that's good.
Okay. If this
a
is
refund
the
would be great for a charity for you. The
yeah, it would be, yeah, yeah, yeah. Clever charity.
Okay, this is the answer. What is the question? 22 days.
What's the youngest Tom go?
Horrible, that.
No.
The oldest.
If Tom says he'll call you back in 10 minutes, how long will he actually call you back in? What's the prequel to 28 days later?
22 days.
How long does Dave think a month is? How long does it take Ethan to edit a podcast? Fucking shit, man.
Do about a day and a bit, actually. So probably less than
that.
I don't know. Mate.
Go on.
I've got nothing, mate.
I can't think of anything.
22
either.
Days is mental. How long has it taken me to think of a great joke for this one?
What's the name of Craig David's next hit?
That's good, isn't it?
Okay, 22 days, the consecutive number of days parts of the UK have gone without significant rainfall.
Boring answer.
Do you know what? I can't wait to see how Jeremy Clarkson's dealing with this.
Right? He's got bigger fish to fry, mate. Yeah,
we
just need a psychic to tell what's going on.
Did you say Joe met her in a fish and chip shop?
Yeah, he ran into it in a fish and chip
shop. What's he doing there?
This is the answer. What is the question? 240%.
Oh, I wrote one for this.
Oh, go on.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
It's quite wordy. If a red top is 1% fat and a green top is 1.8% fat, what percent is a blue top?
Because you're in a blue top.
It's a bit wordy, but maybe you can cut some of the words out.
240%.
240% chance Tom's not going to allow to plan a podcast again.
Yeah. Yay!
I mean, the maths just works out.
Trump's on an accent. 100% chance you're not coming back.
Can I steal one from you?
Yeah, go on, go on.
If Tom says he'll call you back in 10 minutes, what's the percent chance that he fucking won't, mate? It's probably better when you said it.
What percentage of humans is water?
Yeah. See your nipple.
240%, the explosive surge in global Spotify streams for Justin Bieber's obscure track Everything Hallelujah, immediately following his halftime performance.
Really? Well, it's gone from 8 to 32 or something like that.
Yeah, it's good maths.
That's just not.
If this is the answer, what is the question? 502 million.
Ooh.
Tom's age?
Oh, how many women have swiped left on my Tinder profile? Sort it out, women.
How many sperm cells are all over Ethan's iPad?
That's horrible. The amount Ryan offered me not to invite Tom to the cinema.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Ryan's got that much money. Get you take away with that amount.
How many acres has Ryan's forehead got on it?
Shit, that
I was thinking a line of foreheads as well.
Not including what's underneath the fringe.
That's good, mate. Yeah.
How many views is this clip going to get?
It's goated.
Yeah, man.
That's a lot of clips. Yeah. Well, one clip, a lot of views.
How much would Max pay for a 25-inch TV?
I don't know if Corey's would allow that, but if they do, let's talk.
A BBC record-breaking number. It's the first time the broadcaster's international audience has ever cleared 500 million.
That's wow.
Not by that much, though.
No, yeah, but it's still out.
2 million.
Other than BBC Radio Manchester, with your beans and ramekin story.
That was Lock the Week!
Yay! How many people does the UK have? Is that 600 million or 600?
No, it's 300? 70
billion or something.
70 billion?
70 million. Men million.
That's mental.
Men million.
70 billion people.
I'm meant to be the idiot here.
Yeah. 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 Goodbye.
You were nodding along.
70 billion, eh?
I've got a segment, a new segment.
Oh, I love segments.
Because normally we do celebrity gossip, but someone, I won't name names, has absolutely killed it with the just rubbish response.
Real shame. Great segment. I love it as well.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah. So I have come up with a new segment called... Have you got the jingle, Ethan?
Yeah.
He's made this, not me. Peeping Tom!
What? Hey! Are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again. Are you salivating? Are you salivating around my children because of my children? I'm going to make posters of you. Stay away from here. Pull your trousers up now. Oi, that is not appropriate. You stay away from my kids.
Great day to be dressed in a waistcoat.
This week we're peeping into the world of celebrity. Davina McCall gets married again. The presenter ties the knot with a hairdresser called Michael Douglas. What do you make of that, Tom?
What the fuck?
Got any insight into this?
So happy for the pair of them, you know.
Cheers, Tom.
Celebrity wedding. Give us all a bit of light relief.
Hey, are you looking at my kids? Stay away, you. I've seen you in the Facebook group chat. You're a horrible, creepy man. Keep away from here. Don't you dare come near my kids again. Are you salivating? Are you salivating around my children because of my children? I'm going to make posters of you. Stay away from here. Pull your trousers up now. Oh, that is not appropriate. You stay away from my kids.
That was Peeping Tom there.
Oh, yeah, that was...
great new segment.
Could be a new favourite.
Great,
yeah,
new segment. New favourite.
Yep. Yes, now time for your laugh, you lose.
Hey! Dave, would you join? I want to say Max.
Yes.
Hello, mate, you're
I
right.
I want to say Tim. Dink. Before we start, I'll just remind you to look at the screen, guys. It's important to look at the screen. Don't look away because you'll be shocked. I thought I'd do something different this week because Max's one last week, it was a little bit silly, but it reminded me of a time when I did some voiceover work.
Ooh.
And it was actually like a different string to my bow, a bit more of a serious role. And it's called You Laugh, You Lose, but you laugh, I get offended because this means a lot to me and I'd... I'd actually like you to just appreciate the art.
Hey, man. Hey, man, you selling ads? You selling some ads in that cubicle? Oh, I'm hankering for some ads right now. I thought two you go in. You know what they say? Three means the more for me. They say that. Better not be selling ass on my patch. Hey, just open it up, let me in. Or uncover the peephole. Please, come on. Hey, you're Will Smith, ain't ya? You're Will Smith. Don't worry. Your wife's name ain't gonna be in your mouth. My dick is.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is mental, isn't it? That's mental.
Yeah, it was a serious role, guys.
I like the thought of You Laugh, You Lose just being that from now on.
It's a voiceover work.
Oh, that was incredible.
That was great. That was great.
I did it Friday morning and I showed Ethan. And then he was like, oh, this gets copyrighted. So I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's fine.
That was good, though. That was
clever.
Great.
Yeah,
that
it really was.
That was great.
Honestly, great voice acting.
Yeah.
It was one take. It took 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Believable.
Yeah, it was me. I said it was me from the start.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you laugh as well?
No, I didn't.
He looked away. Punish him.
For a split second. But
oh,
you know what?
I don't know what laughed.
We have to clamp down on these.
Oh, I just couldn't see Max. Dave was like...
Why'd you have to see Max? What was the screen?
Peripheral, I was just like...
Because we did speak about this.
We've had long chats when I got done for not laughing.
I think I've always been very fair.
No, you haven't. You always look away. I've said week after week, stop looking away.
Yeah, but I don't look like look away to know. It was more just a very... It was just... I wasn't even thinking...
My eyes were glued to the screen.
Yeah, me too.
But I've seen him glued to the screen, clearly in some other fucking world for months.
But at least he's not looking away, you know? He's listening to the screen.
You're up the tum, it looks. Last chance before the live show.
Oh,
I don't think it is last chance. I don't think it is, you know?
There's two, but one of them's literally like the day before or 2 days before.
Right, okay.
So you got next week, then the week after, then whoever laughs in 2 weeks is on for the live show.
Ooh. I know in your track record it could be you for the live show then.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try and get on next so we can get off with that again. It's such a great clip for me.
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. It's just perfect. Perfect silence.
It was. Yeah.
You missed Max's last week. Trying to get in the toilet because he was about to poo.
No, what film did you have it to?
That's why as soon as I saw it, the first second I was like, no.
He's not used my against me.
But then last week, it starts off and I think, oh no, I know what's coming
here. Yeah.
There's going to be some fart noises. So I laughed before anything had been done.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It is a great scene.
To but put something to.
You should try it next week.
You should.
It's an easy win.
No.
Hey, man.
I'm on holiday this weekend. I'm on holiday until Wednesday morning.
That goes out the window. Can't have fun now.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Dave, do you want to reveal your answer, please?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Maid.
Stalin and Alexander Graham Bell. Tied up with a sexy elf.
Okay, and the question today is, what is your dream role play in the bedroom?
Ooh. Well, okay.
Ooh. And which one are you playing?
I did change Alexander Graham Bell from Jesus. In the last minute there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be Stalin, obviously.
Oh, I thought it was a freeway. So you...
No, no,
Ben,
don't be,
Starling.
Don't
be deaf. Oh, yeah, sorry.
That'd be a bit weird.
A bit crazy, wasn't it, then?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's kind of fun, isn't it? Because it's not always about being historically accurate. It's like, sometimes it's like taking on these serious characters.
Bit of an improv game.
And just having a bit of fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What does the creator of the telephone do for you?
Well, the thing is...
That Jesus didn't.
It's not so much that... It does something for me. I'm just remembering a particularly fun role play.
Oh, yeah.
What did that look like?
Yeah.
I don't know, just a partner of mine who was great with accents.
Right.
American.
Did they insert the phone?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, good question. The original,
are they
well, she thought he was Scottish.
Well, maybe he was.
Never know.
That's the originator of Ahoy Hoy.
Wow.
And Hello.
Yeah. I thought it was Will from The Inbetweeners.
Hmm.
We'll check that.
I'm fascinated by Russian history, so I mean, for me, that's perfect.
Tom, why are you Russian?
That's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to go slow. It's not Stalin.
You bell end.
It's meant to be sexy. Bell. This is.
Sorry.
I love your sexy dog, Dave.
You fucking bell end.
You twat.
You know how to get me going, didn't you?
So what was yours? You're minge angry for cock.
Sorry, tied up with a sexy elf.
He's already rubbed it off.
Well, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You shouldn't be ashamed,
ashamed of your kink, are you?
Not at all. I did show it, and I did say it quite loud and proud.
That was my second answer. I rubbed that
tied
one
up,
but that one
as a sex. You're a sexy elf.
No,
you're
I'm just a guy.
Are you Snap Crackle the Pop?
Right, so I think.
Hope it's not Snap.
Warren Davis in the Willow,
drowning in milk.
To be fair,
hang on, that wasn't milk.
That's my one complaint, is it?
Well, you're just covered in gum there.
I think that's quite normal.
Yeah, same with mine. Like, you know, I'm a history buff. What can I say?
So you're Stalin. Who would you like to play Alexander Graham Bell? Just give you a little taste of this to help maybe prove it's not you.
No, yeah, exactly. Because I'm still. I don't know.
Do you want Max to be Alexander Graham
Sure,
Bell?
Sure.
Okay, take it away.
Scottish. I'm from Scotland. Oh, hi, hi.
Hey, Max. Don't know, give him a chance here. Gotta get an erection.
Too late. You want to get 50 million on my chest? You dirty bugger. Scotland.
It's a maid.
Yes, yes. I'll clean your chest for you, sir.
What with?
Rag.
Rag, not your tongue.
No.
A rag?
That's not how you clean things. You think I've gone around your property licking it up?
Yeah, I don't bloody hope so.
Are you mental?
No, I'm Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah, are you mental?
Well, I've got a few eccentricities. Like, I don't know how to say that fucking word.
I think electricity's what you're
Yeah, so you're thinking
in.
Of Edison.
What?
Edison.
Who's he?
He made electricity. I just made phone.
So he played in goal.
No, that's Rob Green.
All right. Rob Green. Anyway, just maybe put your pants on when I come round to clean. That's all I ask. Just
I thought you were sexy bloody maid.
Just says maid here.
Just maid.
That is true. It just says maid, doesn't it?
So if you think I'm sexy, that's okay, but let's just not do that. Let's keep it clean.
I love that. That's
yeah,
fun,
I love
it
too. Nice. Yeah. So you just pop your trousers on.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be able to do that.
You are lying to me.
How dare you call me liar?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah, that's weird.
Thank you.
Yeah, I vote Dave.
Yeah.
I know, I'm with you, Dave.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Maybe we can...
Wig and all.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Dave.
Who's going to be Daenerys?
Well, I guess I would be.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well,
and then you'd have to be the...
Yeah.
Wait, you would want to be Daenerys?
Well, you never know.
You should know your own sexual fantasy.
That's true, actually. Yeah, no, you could be Daenerys this time.
Yeah, okay.
Next time, though.
So your fantasy is you being Daenerys. Okay. Are you the maid? Are you the maid, or is your...
I don't, do you know what? I was going to write nurse, but I thought... Because then I'm a sick person, aren't I? That's not great.
Are we talking French maid or...
Oh, French maid.
Belgian.
The black.
A British maid.
British maid, yes, okay.
With all the papers.
You don't look British. Anyway, that was Stephen Lyon.
We haven't voted yet.
We
haven't seen the improv.
Yeah, we do need to
stop Starling.
Sure.
There's
never been an improv segment before.
Maybe it could be phone sex.
Maybe it could be phone sex.
I'll go on. Let's see a bit of phone sex. Come on.
In a Russian accent, please.
Me cock's out. Me cock's in me handy, Starling.
Do you want to talk me through me wanking? Starling.
It's the eyes.
Oh, Starling. I know you're there, can hear you breathing heavily down the phone. Okay, I'm just going to start myself off. And that's a one and a two and a three and a... You don't want to cut in. Starling, at any time. Oh, I've just come. No thanks to you, you... Bye, Starling. Well done. Mental, that.
Well done. You seem to really enjoy that, Tom.
I'm voting that. Yeah,
I'm convinced. I'm just going for Tom.
Name two notable figures from history.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually got a guest this week. A pretty insane crossover for the White Noise podcast.
Oh, okay. Different.
We've got a fan over the pond. Yeah. Do you remember Ray J?
I think he had sex with Kim Kardashian on camera, I think. So they didn't finish the video for some reason.
The rapper and
well, they didn't wrap it up.
Yeah. But he's been he watches the podcast.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and he's
was that him down as a listener, not a watcher?
No.
Well, maybe he does listen to us as well, but he's been a fan for a long time. And he's over in the UK at the minute. So he got in touch and was like, oh, I'd love to come on. I thought, it's a bit of a mad one, but you know, why not?
Yeah.
I want to hear his story. I want to hear how.
Yeah, definitely.
Happen.
So here he is. It's Ray J.
Ray J. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Ray J.
Looks different from the video.
Does look different. Looks different from the picture.
Smaller bulge.
Right,
feels years. Good to get all that weight off me bloody backside and sit down.
Kim Kardashian said that with you.
You what?
I bet Kim Kardashian said that with you.
Said what? Said who to what?
Get all the weight off my backside.
Don't fucking point at me, alright?
Get all that weight off my backside. Whoa,
sorry,
you were humping it from behind, mate.
I am nobody, no one.
Isn't that an Alicia Keys?
I've not fucked her, no, neither.
That's funny.
What?
I've not fucked her, neither. Bloody, I'm virgin still.
Sorry, who the fuck? Who are you?
We've been having correspondence for last week.
I thought I was talking to the American rapper Ray J.
I thought I was talking to him now.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? No, Ray Jishoes.
Ray Jishoes.
Ray Jishoes, yeah.
Ray Tissues?
Not Ray Tissues. Ray Tissues. You want to talk to me about bloody Ray Tissues?
He might.
We'll have a correspondence over email next week.
Because we can't run.
Oh, you meant walking? I don't care about walking, me.
Sorry.
What do you care about?
Me.
Do you care about yourself?
Yeah.
Narcissist?
No, it doesn't make me narcissist. It just makes me a bloody survivor.
Of what?
Well, many things. Bloody, I tell you, many bloody things.
So what did you think this was going to be, coming on a podcast to...
I've literally been corresponding with you for last week. I messaged you and I said, hey, listen, love. Love the podcast.
Bit odd.
Love the chat. Love
I said, are you the sex tape guy?
I am the bloody sex tape guy.
Oh, you're a virgin.
Yeah, and I make sex tapes.
What does that look like?
Well, I'm only going off what I've seen on my tapes I've made.
Well, but yeah, that's fair.
Thank you for being fair. It'll be a woman.
Be clearer, you know.
What?
Just trying to be clear.
I'll be as clear as I fucking want, mate. It'll be a man.
Could you be clearer is all we're asking.
Pardon?
But could you? Sorry, it feels like you're struggling with what we're saying.
I am.
Could you be clearer is what
I'm
asking.
Be as clear as I bloody like. I will be as clear as I bloody like.
Just bring it down a little bit. This is a friendly podcast.
I think he's brought it down quite
a bit. I don't think this is friendly at all. As soon as I sat down, he starts going, Kim K got you fucked on camera.
Like you fucked Kim Kardashian is what I said.
I've not fucked nobody on camera. I might do it behind camera. Potentially.
Well, I know you do, mate.
I bloody don't.
Okay, quit bragging. Quit bragging, start shagging.
I wish I could.
Aww.
I've been putting out leaflets and flyers. Who wants to go on Ray? Nothing.
Did we pay for his ticket from America? Because I don't think he is from America.
I thought it was American rapper Ray J. He said he was in the UK.
I said I am in the UK. I'm
I
born and bred.
It was temporarily.
Born and bred.
Tour or something.
Born and bred could be the, you know, if you fuck a loaf or something.
I wouldn't do that to Warburtons. They've done good by me. And I wouldn't disrespect them by coming in and
off. Don't point!
Oh, you're one to talk, aren't you?
Yeah.
But did you know,
on the podcast,
when you point,
mate.
You're pointing at yourself at least three times.
You know, you seem kind of aggressive, but really, you're quite jovial and smiling. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know jovial?
No, it is his upside down frown.
You're not very angry at all.
I'm fucking fuming. All these people talking to me about shagging Kim K. I'm not shagging no Kim K.
Do you know who she is, right?
I think she'd be more annoyed if that story got out.
What? You're bloody mental, you are, like. She would be bloody honoured to be number one on my fucking list of sexual partners, I'd believe.
What? She'd also be bottom.
A mop?
She'd be bottom.
Bottom?
You can't have sex with a mop.
I'm not going to bleed. I'm not going to bleed.
Well, you will
bleed.
What do you mean I bloody... Are you going to cut me?
No, if you're with a mop, you know.
Well, it depends where you put it.
Ooh.
What end you put it in. Well, there's a lot to think about for my next tape.
What are your tapes, then?
If you're sex not having tapes.
Yeah, but who are you filming?
Just...
unsuspecting
people.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good point. Do you know what I mean? Think of that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not having sex. Who are these people?
I pay good money for my movies to be made.
Who'd you pay?
Good people.
Are
a lot
people?
Of money.
How much?
Depends on the person, depends on what they're doing on camera. I
mean, could you give an example of this?
It sounds so shady. Yeah.
Right, Stacey lives next door to me. She's about 80 years old.
Right, okay.
18? God, that's
80, 80. Don't pure. Fuck no one younger than
don't
37.
Point.
Don't point. Don't point. He comes
it's
in here and he says, don't
people,
point. You just bloody pointed at me in your thumb, you
It's just...
you got rage issues, has anyone ever told you that?
Yeah, he's got... No, he's got him right here, next to him.
So Ray, does
talk
Stacey know
me.
About the videos?
She know, I bloody believe she does.
What do you mean you believe she does?
Because we've chatted about it so many times over a coffee.
Is she of sound mind?
She's got mind and she's got sound. So I say to her, look, I filmed you last night with Teddy. Teddy, the guy that comes around and fixes boiler. I
LLT.
Said, look, what?
Is there a big age difference?
Big age difference, yeah. He's old.
He's 110, isn't he?
He's really old, yeah. He's past the limit now. Can't even touch boiler without some of his skin flaking off. So,
great sex tape, then.
Yeah.
As you'd imagine.
Yeah.
Well,
as you'd bloody imagine.
That's all I can do.
After a few pounds, he's bloody blowing
angel.
Dust.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about my sex tapes. What did you want to get me in here for?
What do you want to talk about, Ray?
Oh, just me day to day, I guess.
Yes.
But today?
If you want to start there, we can.
What is the day to day?
Wake up, hopefully. Right. That's my dream.
Yep.
And it
no,
always
the end of your dream.
No, because I have this disease.
Do you live a
I thought as much.
You've got a disease.
I wake up and I still sort of dream for like at least an hour after I've woken up.
Oh, so you're a bit groggy in the morning.
My dreams, me doom scrolling on my phone on Instagram.
Do you live alone, Ray?
Of course I bloody do.
Why'd you say it like that, Ray?
Because I thought you knew my story.
I've not had correspondence with you, I'm sorry.
No. I sent you my Wikipedia page.
Wikipedia?
Yeah, I did it myself.
I saw Ray J and I just thought, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm Ray J, that's my name. Well, Rage Issues.
But you got a wicked pedo.
I'm not a pedo. Literally, I'm not a pedo. You can check all my bank statements.
That's what a pedo would say.
Yeah, why would it be on your bank? Where does Santander
Because
say?
That's probably where the proof would be if I was one.
Sorry,
so
how
you try to push us towards checking these bank statements?
How would the bank confirm that?
Because let's say I was buying some dodgy movies on the internet.
You're making them in your own home.
Not Ray. My own home. I don't bloody get Terry and Stacey from next door into my home.
No, but
I
you're
do
filming
it.
Them from your home.
No, I don't film it from my home. I've got a camera. Well, I guess I do in a way. There's a hole in the wardrobe of my house.
Right, okay.
And you don't have a wardrobe.
Are you kidding me? Look at me in the finest studs known to man.
Why's your tie tucked in?
Perfect example, walking to the bus stop and the bus goes past, hits a puddle, I get splashed with all kinds of weird liquid on the floor. And me yellow tie.
Not Terry
tie
again,
up.
Was it?
What?
Not Terry again.
Just a mound.
Terry is still alive. He's a good man. He's got a good family.
I was just saying because the liquid's being splashed on you.
Oh, because of the...
So I didn't mean to come to Terry Samuel.
I didn't get it because I've never actually seen that far into sex.
You've never
before.
Got it, mate.
What?
Nothing, really.
What made you get into this industry if you've not...
Money, hot money. Right. Honestly, the amount of money that I save.
Are you doing all right financially?
No.
What do you save? How much are you spending?
Instead of me having to buy my own dodgy movies, I just film Next Door Neighbour and I just watch them.
But you've not got the internet.
Why don't you pay? But don't you have to pay them?
No, Stacey's a good lady.
What's happening over the hot coffees you have?
So, hot coffee. Ah, it's too hot, that. You fucking stupid idiot, Stacey. And then we move on.
Are you going to be in Wednesday night?
Who's that? Are you Stacey? That's a good role player, Stacey. I'm going to be in Wednesday night, Stacey, with me and my camera at my wardrobe hole into your kitchen. I need you to fuck Terry for me.
So it's a weird dynamic, going from one room where it's the wardrobe to a kitchen.
No, because my bedroom is next to kitchen on her side of the house.
You're in a bungalow?
No, I'm in a flat. I live in 52 Sycamore Street flat. Ever been?
No.
No.
Of course I have.
I would love for you to go to 51 Sycamore Street up in the flat if you want to. Lovely lady Stacey there.
Is Stacey your only client?
Client, or... I'm not selling anything to Stacey. She's the one with the product.
How old are you, Ray?
What? Have a guess.
56.
Oh, that's generous. Yeah. I'll go with
59.
59. 38.
38 is closer. 27.
Why do you look and sound so old?
Just hard living, son.
Do you drive?
No, I don't drive. I've never driven in my life. Do I look like I drive?
Can't say it. Do you ever get annoyed or angry?
No. You what? You dumb.
I don't know, he pressed his button there.
You're fucking. Across the line. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in, Ray.
Don't storm off like that.
Yeah.
You what? Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I cracked the side of it.
It's okay, Ray.
It's not a mirror. Don't worry.
Why would I be worried? You.
No.
You fucking dopey. A lot of you. Look at you. You haven't got.
Don't point.
I'll point out where the fuck I want to. And right now, I want to point out this.
Oh, that's an awful way to end this.
Well, let's carry on then.
Okay.
Oh fuck. Oh, fuck.
So you're 27 years old.
Yeah. Is that right?
What really gets your goat, Ray?
The farmer down the road. Do you get it, mate?
I do.
Tell him see you.
Laugh. What? Why not?
Yeah, you'd just be locked in a pen for a while.
I wouldn't be locked in it. The only pen I'd be locked in is the state pen.
Good.
Because of all the bad stuff I do.
illegal films.
But not real bad stuff, not like cancel of bad. not bad that I can get cancelled for, you know?
Yeah, check the bank statements, we know.
Do you want to tell me to fuck off?
No, I wouldn't do that to a guest.
Do you want me to
stick around, yeah?
Might as well, as your ear.
Yeah, what's on next segment?
Fuck. This is my favourite podcast. If you're a fan of the podcast like I am, then you must know what this segment is. It's Put It to the Max, where Tom will read a question that has been put to those guys, plus Max, but he's not here, to help with their issues. I would say probably go with the last one, but I'm not sure. I think it was written for a birthday, but we didn't do it.
No way, fam. I am huffing, puffing and fucking fuming to the moon and back. I asked Mumsy for Chuckle Brother to appear at my birthday, and she said, I had Chuckle Brother at home. No! My brother isn't a chuckle, he's a keeps stealing my coleslaw from fridge and blaming it on the dog. Help me convince my mother I need Barry and not this chump at my party.
Wow, what a great question.
Okay.
So we need a mum.
Need mum. I could do mum.
Need the son.
Need son.
Who wrote in, yeah.
Do you want to be, so...
Need a brother.
Need a brother. Brother? I'll be the brother.
In the
and I'll be Rage Issues, the next door neighbour.
So do you want to be...
I'll be the son, yeah.
So who wrote
which
in,
is my problem.
Your brother.
Yeah, on the brother.
Mum, and your Rage Issues.
Rage Issues, next door neighbour.
Yeah, neighbour. Oh, God, I can see where this is going.
Can we lock the door, please, Mum?
What's wrong, son? You all right?
It's been an awful week.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
An awful week. I went to get my polo shirt out the wardrobe. Yeah. It's not a horrible man with a camera.
Are you sure you've not been eating cheese before bed again?
No, well, cheese was all that's left after fucking the coleslaw thief.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just eating a bit of coleslaw on the other day.
Dave, we're acting at the moment.
Someone's at the door. Do you want to get the,
but it was a really pervert saying, make some porn for me.
Joking.
No, I wish I was joking.
Bear me a second.
He's not joking.
Knock at the door.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, you I've been stood outside for about 20 minutes and he's pissing it down.
Well, you only started knocking a moment ago.
I know, but I've been stood outside. I was just before you'd appreciate me aura coming through the door.
That's on you, you silly c***. How can we help you?
I made to see your son.
You've seen enough of me.
I've not seen enough of you, mate.
Hey, you're the bloke that keeps calling me Stacey. You weirdo.
Yeah, you weirdo.
You calling me a weirdo, you? You got your bloody socks on.
Yeah,
you showing them off?
You know he's not of sound mind. Leave my son alone.
He's not of sound anything. You know, the fucking pair of them.
How dare you?
I bloody dare, mate. What are you going to do to stop me?
Call the police, probably.
What are they going to do? Take me
Ray,
back
Ray,
statement?
Ray. Sorry. What do you want?
I just need to take his work.
And there's some godly hour.
Take my back statement.
It's dark outside and it's fucking pissing it down.
I know it bloody is.
And you knock it on our door.
Yeah.
To speak to my son.
Yeah, is that a problem?
Do you know, the people works both ways, you know.
I've
seen you doing some awful things.
Have you filmed it so I can sell it on?
On the phone to Lloyd's, TSB, say, delete that, would you? How much to delete that, please? I've got rights.
I've been calling the wrong bloody Lloyd as well.
Lloyd Grossman.
Lloyd bloody Grossman,
and
yeah.
He says, you're the Grossman.
I'm not bloody gross, mate. Check this out. Oh. You like that?
No.
Imagine that in a movie.
Why? I've just seen
Why?
Why would I see that on a big screen?
Well, it depends on the screen.
Is a bloke like you who says he's got a big screen? He's tiny.
No, he's got the biggest fucking screen going and he's fit as well. He's fucking fit, mate.
I don't think he is.
Great weight loss journey he's been on. Very fucking sexy.
No, he's stupid, him.
He's not stupid. I wouldn't say he's stupid.
On a scale of 1 to him, he's right up there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't fucking help, does it?
He ain't got no hope trying to beat me, you know what I mean?
It's going to be really hard to edit around this.
No. He's just my cheeky brother.
He's a fucking mouthful of coleslaw, mate.
I'm just having a laugh.
Oh, yeah, you haven't laughed once.
No, I'm just having a wail.
Oh, he loves to have a laugh, he does. You know, bless him, bless his God.
That's my mum. It's my mum. Say hello.
She said hello at the start.
Oh, yeah, sorry. There was something in that coleslaw.
This is crazy.
Sorry, I'm not going to invite you in.
You don't have to. No werewolf or a
Dracula.
Cole
Palmer than coleslaw, you.
Yeah. I don't get the reference. Cole
Palmer. Don't laugh then.
What?
You're full of shit, you.
I'm not full of shit. I just had a laugh.
Geg in.
Chicken?
Geg in.
Get in! Oh, get thank in. You very much!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ah, it's just a party, is it?
Get out!
Get out! What's it? Hokey-cokey?
Hokey-pokey.
Hokey
the thing
no.
You do with my wardrobe, you fiend. I hope it was your finger.
Rah, rah, rah! Remember that?
Isn't that Rasputin?
No, is he?
Rah, rah, Rasputin.
I think so.
You do the hokey-cokey and you turn around. Rah, rah, rah!
That's never a thing. Did you have a dodgy CD?
I bloody did. It was a van on. I used to scratch it like that.
What was itchy?
You bloody itchy, mate, honestly. You must be all the STDs I've got. CDs, sorry. Scratching my CDs.
Well, it's getting a bit late, Ray.
You know, it's not late. He's not even had a cake yet. I've not heard you sing happy birthday. I've had my glass up to the wall and everything.
The birthday's ruined, Ray.
No, what's up? What's it? Because of this fucking dopey...
Coleslaw.
Well, that is coleslaw.
And she's bloody got Paul chuckling, not Barry.
Yeah, you're kidding.
Couldn't trouble you for some coleslaw, could we, Ray?
Coleslaw.
And some Barry chuckle.
I've got it all in my crib. Come on. Through the wardrobe. There's a big hole you can fit through. I can't. It's like Winnie the Pooh, you know, when he gets his bum stuck.
Half right.
What do you mean half right?
It's the poo. I've heard you with your constipation issues as well. I don't know how Lloyd's meant to help with that.
I don't feel welcome here.
Good.
I don't feel fucking welcome here at all.
Ray, you've invited yourself in.
Yeah. Are we talking about the podcast? Are we talking about the Put It to the Max?
The Put It to the Max, Ray.
Because they've seen very personal attacks about me. Look, how do you know so much about my home life? Going pooing a lot. I do that.
Ray,
I poo a lot.
Oh, is this a birthday cake where I can make a wish?
Blow into it.
Hope it comes true.
Oh, fucking hell it is.
Oh, he's going to suck me off.
Just let me drink. Hey, you wish! I'll have to film it and get the exclusive
get
rights.
Get out, Ray.
He was an interesting one.
Yeah, so was your brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So deflect.
He was weird.
He was fucking so what was that about? Weird voice option, wasn't it?
He was quite floaty, wasn't he? Yeah.
Do you know one of my favourite ones ever? It was like the first room we ever have a podcast. And he came in and we ignored him.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, two camera cameras. Yeah. Terence Cash was one of them.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. I was thinking about it then. Oh, that was fantastic.
All right, guys, sorry about that. I don't remember what I did. But...
Should we have a lovely final question?
Yeah. It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
Ethan. How are you?
Final question time. Here it is. If you could shove something up your bum that turns to gold, what's the biggest item you'd choose? Yeah, now, I need a full insertion, but obviously you're wanting as much value as possible from this experiment. So,
if it's the way of you doing your FPL forfeit, get up there.
You would like me up your bum.
All the way up.
Definitely fit as well.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you, Max, but I don't know about these tight arses over here.
Oh, keep my loose bum out of this.
It's probably one for the therapist, but I instantly thought of a big bar of Toblerone.
Yeah, I was thinking something about that size, but it's sharp edges.
You've got to go for the chunkiness as well, because that's going to weigh more.
Something with a round
edge. Do you know what I mean?
Good point.
Realistically, it would just be a dildo, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking a cucumber.
To completion, though. Right. Because it's got to be, hasn't it got to go all the way up, Ethan?
A cucumber would work.
And also a golden cock. Are you selling that for a lot?
Just melt it down.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's pure gold.
Also, somebody would buy a solid gold dildo.
Yeah, no, they would.
I'm not going to allow you to melt it down. I want it to be okay, full item.
Yeah, but it'll still sell it absolutely fine. It's just gold is worth what it's worth.
Mm. I'm going to get like a replica Oscar, like a plastic one, and then
that's
shove that
good.
Up.
Oh,
and then
clever.
It looks like I've got an Oscar.
Very good.
The Jules Rimet.
The world,
fake
I was say,
Jules
World
Rimet.
Cup trophy.
Yeah. Maybe one of those BAFTAs. Get like a fake BAFTA and shove that
No!
Mouse.
That's mine!
Quite a shape as well, the BAFTA. Yeah, it's quite square, isn't it?
Is it?
It's like a sharp. Single item, yeah?
Yeah.
Cucumber's a perfect shape.
Exactly. That can go all the way in.
Yeah.
Get this guy at the veg aisle.
Get me in the fruit aisle. Bananas!
Max's forearm.
Yeah.
Make you into like a superhero.
Oh, gold hand.
How deep is an anus?
That's your mum. Yeah. Bringing that
getting
to
very
us.
Philosophical, when I say.
Yeah, well, no, because I don't want it to mess up my belly.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a cucumber's fun in that, but
you don't want to start
do damage?
You know, messing around with organs
and
stuff.
Yeah, no. I don't think gold's going to give you that much money. Well, it will, but, you know, not like ruin
your
stomach.
Yeah, not enough to...
Yeah.
Worth.
Maybe just a tennis ball.
Maybe just a tennis ball, yeah.
Maybe just a long piece of string.
A long piece of string.
I can just sort of feed it in.
Just keep going,
and then I pull it out, and it's got a lovely golden string.
But as it stiffens up within the anus, you've got a bit of a problem there. For
why
you.
Would it stiffen up?
Is someone allowed
to help?
Turning
gold in there, isn't it?
It's got nervous.
No, it's things got look nervous. Its properties are changing.
Has it got
gold.
Horny, baby?
Blackpool sticker rock could go up nice and easy.
Yeah,
it's good
from experience.
Stapler
pen would be sharp.
But I also think a pen's just not worth it because you just got a little gold pen.
That's
what are you doing with that?
That's true.
Realistically, a cucumber's massive.
Maybe like a pound coin.
Or a slinky?
Oh, no, that's you're going to have struggle getting a slinky up there.
Yeah, cucumber's going to be too big. Mm-hmm. It's going to be too big.
I think the Oscar is really good.
I don't think an Oscar's ever getting up there.
It's got a circular bit. Bottom, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got the circular bottom.
It's a full insertion that's required.
Yeah, but you don't need... The bottom isn't
base,
gold, though.
The base isn't gold, yeah, so just take that bit off, up it goes, and then plop the it on the base.
Mm-hmm. You've got two options here. Two options here. Either you get something that is big enough that if you got it out of you... And you could sell it as a big bit of gold.
Pay for your lifelong medical bill.
Or you get something that, if it was gold, would be worth something.
I need your submissions.
Like a Fabergé egg.
Mm. Just put an egg up there.
You can just make your own Fabergé egg.
Ooh, an egg roll holder. Because gold toilets go for loads. And what do you need with a toilet? A toilet roll holder.
Yeah, a Wii remote.
Do you know what? A Wii remote's great.
It's quite big, though.
Well, I feel about that.
That was one of the
yeah,
size of
no,
that.
That's true.
Then depends which way you put
it. You
wouldn't
think how tight your bumhole is.
If you were, like, sat on top of us, Max, I could use you for, like, Mario Kart if you've got your Wii remote wedged within you.
You can use your friends.
Nah.
Yeah.
You could just, like, lead you back and forth. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
If it's okay with you, Ethan, I'm just going to go with your dad's tongue.
Great, that's a lovely one.
Ooh, a golden voice.
Because tongues are actually quite long.
It's true.
They go back a bit.
We'll be attached to my dad, though, I feel.
At least one of us is.
Oh, no!
It's only the brave Diesel aftershave bottle. It's a fist.
Fucking hell.
That is
brave. It's quite small.
Yeah.
I like a gold, you know, then you've
or
got
a million.
Then you've got a gold
yeah,
fist.
Back of the bed is the back gold of, one.
Yeah. Shove that out there.
But I guess I was more thinking about, I don't know, maybe the fist is interesting.
Gobble.
Or a spoon, a golden spoon.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun, yeah.
You get so much more than a spoon.
One of the plastic crowns from like a fancy dress shop.
Oh, that's going to be
how
a
you
sharp.
Get out?
That's never getting up, is it?
You got to snap it.
Roll it up, put it in. Yeah, happy days. An
surgery
umbrella
to get it out.
An umbrella.
It's the curved handle that you're just not getting up there.
One of the straight ones.
No. It wouldn't have to be straight.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're thinking like all fully rolled up in its package. That's quite a good shape.
Yeah.
Bad luck if it opens up as well.
Yeah, but it would be bad luck, wouldn't it? Fucking hell.
Bad luck.
But then if it did open up, I could put more stuff in, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's what about a key to a house?
The
someone's
gold
got a gold key.
Key.
The golden key. And that's going to be
a
bit painful, but.
Ooh, the golden key, cool. Like,
would it be painful? The key's tiny.
Yeah, but you got them edges, isn't you?
Yeah, but look, we're talking about putting cucumbers and Oscars up there. Like a key. You just place it in, pull it back out, job's done. You've got a gold key. Great. No one gives a shit.
That's true.
Keys for your flat.
Yeah.
So no one wants it.
No one's see it. I've got to give that back.
Yeah. Oh. I'm probably going to have to get the cucumber back.
Yeah.
That's my lunch.
I haven't got the money to pay for it.
You have to put it on the weight in the scale thing in the shop.
Shouldn't have done it in the fucking shop.
What about like a magazine? No.
A magazine?
Yeah, but like a gun magazine.
Ooh. Oh, I think like
gun leg.
Oh, right.
Hello, match of the day.
Hello. You got Vogue in me ass.
Anything to deal with if you're bold, brave.
Quite an ass full of Cosmopolitan.
Just the cocktails sloshing around.
A diamond? No, that would lose value.
How about some just good old honest poo?
Thank you for playing the final question.
Thanks for watching,
guys. That's great.
Don't let it as an ending.